Welcome to If These Walls Could Talk, a short podcast about your connections to the built environment of Denver. I'm Sam Pike, your host. Sometimes it's not a building that you love, but more of a feeling. The sense of place with respect to history and the people that have lived in a community. We explore the rise and fall of buildings, transportation, and replacing old with the new with poet, storyteller, and Denver Metro native, Jovan Mays.
My name is Jovan Mays, and I am here with Open Doors Denver.
Doors Open Denver.
Doors which is Open very Denver similar. In the story booth with Sam Pike.
Thanks, Jovan. I feel like talking about places that are no more has a certain melancholy tied to it. Like, what do you do with that feeling when you think of, like, wow, that was something I wanted a physical connection with, and it's not here?
Well, sure. I think this unfortunate city is not very grounded with historical societies. So placekeeping is not always at the forefront of our city. And so for such a young city, we don't have a ton of architectural remnant of what used to be. Like, I'm not surprised that the country, the world is not filled with a bunch of history lovers. But I do feel like it should be a civic responsibility to somehow keep that frontal and present, whether that's on a placard, whether that's on the interior of some of these spaces, on Colfax and Race, where there's now Walgreens. It used to be like this huge Taj Mahal-like concert
Wait,
venue.
Really? I didn't realize that that's what was there before at Walgreens?
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess that place was so kind of prematurely torn down that it activated the historical community in Denver to want to be more ahead of the plans for these types of spaces. So I think there should be like a couple extra thoughts to be like, maybe we should keep this.
Yeah.
Or maybe we should keep some of this sort of structure of it and let it be what maybe might happen there. But that's no different than this great trolley system that this city used to have, right? That was prematurely gutted to try to fast
paved
track.
Paved over, right?
Huh? Yeah. Paved over to try to fast track with the progression of General Motors to build the highway system when Eisenhower was in presidency. And so Denver gutted this whole system, thinking that as a city, as a civic responsibility, we need a better sense of highway system, not ever planning for its futuristic growth.
And then now we need
light
rails.
Light rails
so bad.
Like, all around.
Well, I want to know what spaces, like physical spaces, make Denver or Aurora special to you. And I know you have a lot of memories around here.
You get out to like the East Colfax corridor, those gas stations with those like big awnings that are set
totally.
At like weird angles, and like those storefronts that are sort of like look like crowns on the front of them. That still kind of exists a little bit out that way. I know its time is short, but I'll always kind of feel like an interesting sense of comfort around those spaces existing. I was watching this thing the other day about like the precious nature of heirloom tomato seeds from ancient times, and how like all of the tomatoes that we have in the store have no character or original taste at all. And if you really want culture, or you really want a great tasting tomato, it's gonna look oblong. It's gonna look a little bit beat up. Right, it's going to look different. It will never have this great symmetry that we expect our tomatoes to have in a store. And how's that not a perfect metaphor for our city?
Wow. You know? Yeah.
You know? And all you see, like, when you drive in any of these neighborhoods, like, and within, like, a 50-mile radius, it just feels like every five houses you see,
kind of
like,
the same.
They just uprooted something and put something in there that was, I don't know.
You know that it sells. That I think is being forward arched. And I think that's why, like, back to the tomato thing, you know that a perfect-looking, symmetrical red tomato will sell.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in architecture, the same thing happens.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like in praise of the imperfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I every time I'm driving around the city and thinking about home ownership, I'm always looking for that, like, one house that, like, sits in the middle of all this construction. And I'm like, whoever just decided, like, I'm not taking the check, I'm not leaving, I'm like, I want that house. Like, I want to live with that person. I always love seeing that in the cities.
Jovan, you're the best.
Yeah.
Dude, thanks for coming to share that with me.
No problem.
Let me give you a hug.
Yeah.
If These Walls Could Talk is brought to you by Denver Architecture Foundation and the Denver Public Library. Editing by Josh Wright and Erica Prather. Our portable cardboard recording booth was designed and built by Extra Vitamins. The Blair Caldwell African American Research Library hosted us this year. If you have questions or comments, please reach out. You can contact us by emailing hello@denverarchitecture.org. And I'm Sam Pike, your host. Thank you for listening.